This seems to have been the case for the man whose death was celebrated in the San Jose Mogote Temple. Between his feet are two glyphs, one resembling a stovepipe hat with a U painted across the front, the other looking vaguely like a smiling pet monster from a Japanese cartoon. According to Marcus, the Michigan anthropologist, the glyphs correspond to one earthquake, the Zapotec name for the 17th day of the 260-day sacred calendar. Because the carving depicts a man instead of an event, the date is generally thought to be the dead man's name. If so, one earthquake is the first named person in the history of the Americas. Even if the date is not a name, the two glyphs indicate that by 750 BC, when the slab was carved, the Zapotec were not only on the way to some form of writing, but had also assembled some of the astronomical and mathematical knowledge necessary for a calendar. To judge by the archaeological record, this development took place in an astonishingly compressed period. What took the Sumerians 6,000 years apparently occurred in Mesoamerica in fewer than 1,000. Indeed, Mesoamerican societies created more than a dozen systems of writing, some of which are known only from a single brief text. The exact chronology of their evolution remains unknown, but could be resolved by the next object that a farmer discovers in a field. The earliest known Olmec writing, for example, is on a potsherd from Chiapas that dates from about 300 BC. For a long time, nobody could read it. In 1986, a work crew building a dock on the Acula River in Veracruz pulled out a 7-foot stela covered with Olmec symbols. Thought to have been written in 159 AD, the 21 columns of glyphs were the first Olmec text long enough to permit linguists to decipher the language. Two linguists did just that in 1993. The stela recounted the rise of a warrior king named Harvest Mountain Lord, who celebrated his ascension to the throne by decapitating his main rival during the coronation. This information in hand, the linguists went back to the writing on the potsherd. Disappointingly, it turned out to be some banal utterances about dyeing and cutting cloth.